This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The diplomatic war between the United States and China got angrier today as Beijing retaliated for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new high. The order to depart the facility in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as comparable in scale and impact to the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is legitimate and necessary as a response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost close to 4%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street has been off by as much as 200 points. Iran charges that a U.S. fighter jet harassed an Iranian civilian airliner in what Tehran is calling an act of terrorism, which it says injured and panicked passengers. Iran dismisses a U.S. claim that the jet was merely conducting a visual inspection at a safe distance. It apparently happened in the skies over Syria. According to Reuters, state TV video from inside the Iranian airliner shows a passenger lying immobile on the floor, another presenting his bloodied face mask to the camera. Iran says it's lodged a formal complaint with the International Civil Aviation Organization, describing Thursday's incident as one of aggression. More news online at voanews.com, including the latest on the pandemic. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. In Israel, there were violent clashes overnight between protesters and police in Jerusalem.